Kieran McAvoy is a very busy man. He's in between trials. Currently got the big night coming up at Moonee Valley with the Group 1 Metacarta. Then, of course, the WS Cox Plate tomorrow. He's kindly given him his time. G'day, Kieran.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, mate. Firstly, congratulations on the Geelong Cup during the week.
Yeah, thanks very much. It was a good buzz to win one in the blue colours, especially for the UK team. They've come out here with a group of horses, and they were pretty pleased.
Yeah, Kiwi, it stayed there for you, mate. Do you think it's still got the same buzz about it, the Geelong Cup, as it always has? I mean, we were talking about the likes of Dunedin and other American who have run well there before the Cup.
Yeah, probably the quality and the depth of the lineup might have been missing a little bit, but it was it still rode like a pretty good race. I mean, I made it a bit of a good staying test, and my horse gave me a good feel. You know, he stays further than that mile and a half, and that was the way I rode him. So it was, I think you're right. I think probably the depth wasn't there, but it still rode like not a bad race. So we'll find out how they go if they both get in the Cup field now. Those, you know, the first two home.
Yeah, well, John O'Shea told us yesterday they think the QE and Oceanographer will both make it, and maybe even Scottish pushes forward. What are you committed to anything in the Melbourne Cup, Kieran?
Yeah, I'm on Al Mandan for Lloyd.
Oh, of course. What a beautiful ride.
So, yeah. I committed to him after he won the Bart Cummings. And so it's going to be interesting to see how many Godolphin do have in the field. Scottish is obviously good in the Caulfield Cup. And I'm looking forward to riding Al Mandan. I'm going to sit on him next Friday morning and a bit of work. And he's been climbing up the ranks and doing it really well. His last start victory at Flemington was dominant, so I'm looking forward to getting on him.
Yeah, well, why not, mate? His last start victory was an absolute cracker. Building up to tonight, can you give us a little bit of a weather and what you think the track might... the weather looks like it's going to be bad, Kieran. How do you think the track will play tonight at Moonee Valley?
Yeah, it's been riding great all week. Tuesday, breakfast for the best, it was in good shape, so... You know, there's rain tips. It's just a matter of whether it lands in Moonee Valley. It was pretty windy here at the moment, and you know, you can never pick it here in Melbourne, can you? It's different every hour of the day. So we're just going to have to see capitalist. If they get more than sort of 10 to 15 milli, he might not take his spot into a nice race. So just going to wait and see how the weather unfolds. But look, there's cloud coming in. Just a matter of whether the wind pushes it away from the valley.
Mate, I guess you've got to wait and see, and you'll be blowing those big clouds away at Moonee Valley tonight. Anything before we go to the Cox Plate, mate, anything else you'd like, your best ride tonight?
I've got one for Weary. It's called Powder something. I just haven't got the form in front of me.
Okay.
It's been performing well. It ran a nice second in the Pinker Stakes over 2,000 metres without having much luck behind the horse of Robbie Lang. So he's got a chance tonight.
Race 4, number 7, Powder Works.
Yeah, and... obviously Lucia. Looking forward to riding her, and I'll be doing a bit of a rain dance for her tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll be doing it tonight, but I'll be doing it tomorrow because she just loves the wet ground. So looking forward to that race.
Yeah, and you feel good on Lucia?
She's done really well. Yes, she's been primed by Chris. He's potentially only given her a light preparation. This is only her third run, and she felt really fresh and had a lot of bounce in her legs. The other morning when she worked, she didn't go to breakfast with the best. She went on the Friday before that, and she seemed in really good shape. So, you know, she's a weight for age winner over 2,000 metres. And we happened to hit a couple of clouds of rain and then a couple of dashes of rain, and she's going to be running on really strongly. Obviously, she's a back marker. That's her natural trait, but we'll see how she goes. She can reel off a quick closing sectional, so... You never know how it's going to unfold. It's going to be an intriguing race, just given the lineup and where everyone's drawn. Sort of hard to get a firm opinion on who's going to be where and how much speed's going to be in the race, but you just never know in a Cox Plate.
Kieran, I haven't ridden too many races, but would you be like trying to get on the back of Winx if possible and get a toe?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting where she lines up. I've got obviously Happy Clap is there. I've said that the Corson's horse is going to go forward a bit. Got Happy Trails with blinkers on first time, and you know I'm probably going to be somewhere in the back three or four. I'd imagine that Huey's going to be a little bit closer. He'd be somewhere in the first five or six if he could from that good draw. So It'll be nice to get her back, but we'll just have to see how it unfolds. And from the 1,000 on, we will be just surveying it and see how it's playing out. And like I said, she can rip home a solid last 600. So just a great race to be a part of. And you know, it's the race of the decade, isn't it? Really?
Absolutely, mate. We can't wait for it. Anything else for us tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to riding my uncle's horse in the Vase. It's in the last race. He's a lightly raced horse called Silvera.
Silvera,
yeah. He's a high shot that was unlucky to lose last start in Adelaide. And he worked nicely there for the Valley for me during the week. And he goes on to the Derby after this, all being well. So I can see him running a nice race at odds.
Well, mate, we know how busy you are. We thank you so much, Kieran. Ride well tonight and also tomorrow, mate. Good luck and keep up the good form.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Well done, Kieran.
It's an exciting weekend, isn't it? Kieran McAvoy in between trials there. So he's done really well to fit us in, which is terrific. And don't forget that one. Well, don't forget that in the Vase, race 10, number 5, Silvera, trained by Tony McAvoy, his uncle, and ridden by Kieran. And then tonight at Moonee Valley, the second horse that he was telling us about, apart from Capitalist, which he thinks may well be scratched, as I go to the form guide and just tell you that one
that you did where the name.
Here it is.
Already.
I did name. Race 4, number 7, Powderworks. Race 4, number 7, Powderworks.